So Paul paints a grim picture of our human condition. Is that the end? No. In verse 4, he says, but God. That's a wonderful but. But God, who is rich in mercy, and because of his great love with which he has loved us. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it's by grace you have been saved, made us alive with Christ. God, because of his great love, because of his rich in mercy, came and identified himself with our humanity in all its disintegration, sin and death, and did battle with the devil and died for us. So Jesus on the cross could say both, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And also, Father, into thy hand I commit my spirit. He entered right in to the disintegration of our humanity. Did battle with the devil and died for us. Were you there, I asked a few weeks ago, were you there when they crucified my Lord? Yes, you and I were there. Because Jesus bound himself up with all of us. Remember, there is no such thing as an isolated human person. We're interrelated at a very deep level. Precisely because of that, yes, we were there when Jesus died. And therefore, when he rose, we rose too. So what does Paul say in verse 5 and 6? He has made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you've been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in heaven, in Christ Jesus. Jesus, who has embraced all of us now in heaven, that means, in a real sense, we are caught up into heaven as well. In one sense, all people are in Christ, risen and ascended. Paul says, because one has died for all, therefore all have died. But we need to be in Christ as individuals. Let me put it this way, Christ needs to be in us. We in him and he in us. Then what we are in him becomes real on earth in our lives and we are saved. Some of us have seen that illustration of the brick being put in water. You put a brick in a bucket of water. The brick is in the water. Is the water in the brick? Well, if the brick is porous, the water will soak in. The brick is in the water, and the water is in the brick. But if the brick is hard and not porous, the brick is in the water, but the water is not in the brick. Objectively, we are in Christ. Have we opened our lives to him so that he can be in us? That's why Paul says to the Ephesians, that's what you are. You're in Christ in heaven. But then he says, I pray that you might know that power now in your life. But that's what he's praying in chapter 1, verse 19. You may know his incomparable great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule, authority, power, dominion, every title that we can give, not only in the present age, but in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be the head over everything for the church. Paul prays that we should know his power, firstly, the power of his resurrection. The Bible says that death is the last enemy. We can postpone death with medical progress. We can be victorious over TB, smallpox, the plague, malaria. Maybe one day we'll be victorious over AIDS. But we can't be victorious over death. Only Christ in his resurrection is victorious over death. And he, as Paul says, will give life to your mortal bodies. One day the Holy Spirit that raised him from the dead will burst through you and give you life that will never die. We may be raised with Christ in the heavenly places, but that must be made true in us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Then Paul says I want you to know the power of his resurrection, and then the power of his ascension, he says in verse 20 and 21. The power of his ascension. Remember, Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. His authority is over all the power structures of the world. Right now, there's a power struggle going on in this country, one party versus another. Each of the power structures of the world will one day give account to him who is Lord of all. Don't forget that when you cast your vote on June the 11th. So Paul says in verse 20, seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, member of parliament, prime minister, leader of the opposition, far above all these things, not only in the present age, but in the age to come. And then Paul says, this power of his ascension is over the demonic forces. Remember the rising tide of evil. The time is short for the devil. He will not have the last word in the destiny of this world. For us, then, in the power of the Spirit, it is to go into all the world, to make disciples of all nations. Jesus said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. And then thirdly, Paul prays that the power of Jesus may be seen in us as he is not only risen and ascended, but head of the church, his body. Verse 22, and God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fulfills everything in every way. Just as through the human nature of Jesus we meet with God, he who has seen me has seen the Father, so we who are in Christ and Christ in us, we are bound up with the body of Jesus and his humanity. Remember, we only exist in relationship to one another. And if Jesus has therefore bound himself up with us, and Christ dwells in us, and we dwell in him, then in a real sense, we are the body of Christ. Not just in a figurative sense. We are his humanity. The community of the people of God are in a real sense his body on earth, because he has embraced us all. We are in him in heaven, and he is in us on earth, if we allow his Spirit to do his work in our hearts. And it is our great responsibility to bring the saving body and blood of Christ to all the world, that they might be redeemed in him. Let us pray. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, thou hast bound us together as human beings in Christ, in whom and for whom we have our existence, and in him and for him we are redeemed by his broken body and shed blood. May we, by your Holy Spirit, live as his body here in this world, that others, through his faith and love in us, may come to know thee, the everlasting Father of the eternal Son. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.